This is Pastor Gary Click, and you are indeed listening to the Faith in Five podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join us today. I hope today's devotional will be a blessing to you. We keep this to 5 minutes, right on the money, right on the dot. And I hope that it'll be a blessing to you today. Today, I want to talk to you from Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. And there we find out what it means to be an unashamed Christian. You know, the Apostle Paul was one of those guys whose life is just so dramatic. He was first a persecutor of the faith. You have to understand the day that we're talking about that Paul lived in. It's much different than our days. You know, and sadly today, sometimes people are ashamed. They just want to keep the faith to themselves. They don't believe strongly enough to share it with someone else, and they kind of hide in the closet because, hey, somebody might make fun of you for being a Christian. Someone might laugh at you for going to church. Someone might think you're extreme or something like that. And listen, we got to get over that stuff. I cannot tell you how glad I am to be saved, to be born again, to be bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, there is no shame in my game, as they say, when it comes to being a Christian, because I didn't do it. You know, I it's not because of who I am. It's all because of who Jesus is. And the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And we won't spend a lot of time getting into that last portion, but just Paul says, I'm not ashamed. Now, Paul was ashamed of what he had done before. Matter of fact, Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. He often says that he's not worthy. And the reality of it is none of us are worthy of salvation. It's not something that we earned. It's not something that we deserve. It's not in our merit. In fact, grace, the definition of grace, is unmerited favor. Somebody did an acrostic on it, and they just said it's this way, G-R-A-C-E, grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. And Paul says, I can't be ashamed of that. I can be ashamed of my past, but I cannot be ashamed of my present in Jesus Christ. And Paul meant that in a day and in an era where it was sometimes criminal, yes, literally criminal, to be Christian and to preach the gospel. That's why Paul spent time in jail. That's why Paul was literally beaten. In fact, Paul, who was the persecutor, became the persecuted. He was the one who oversaw the stoning of the deacon, one of the first deacons in the church, Stephen. He oversaw that. He was in charge of it. And then later, Paul was actually stoned himself. And Paul still says, in spite of all of that, I am not ashamed. Let me ask you, what holds you back? What keeps you from telling other people about your faith and your love for God and what Jesus Christ has done for you? Listen, Jesus Christ gave his all for us. And I just think about that fact that when he was on the cross that day, when he suffered and when he bled and when he died at the hands of those soldiers on Calvary, Jesus Christ was not ashamed of you. He was not ashamed of me. He took our sins. He took every sin that was ever committed by anyone in the world for all time. And he took all that sin upon himself and he carried it to the cross and he was crucified there. And that's where we get that word excruciating. It means out of the cross and out of the crucifixion. And he took all of that for you and for me. I can't dare be ashamed. I would be ashamed to be ashamed if I was ashamed of Jesus Christ. I can never hide the fact of my faith. I can never denounce the Lord Jesus Christ who's done so much for me. Let's stand up and boldly proclaim the gospel. We're not bragging on ourselves, but we are bragging on Jesus Christ, who deserves all glory and praise now and forever. Amen and amen. This is Pastor Gary Click with the Fremont Baptist Temple and the Faith in Five podcast. May God richly bless you today and those you love. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, tell your friends, share this episode, share any episodes. We're so glad to be a part of your life just for 5 minutes today and every day. God bless each and every one of you.